All right, so coming up, we're going to talk to somebody. Have you thought about having your own show? I know. Because y'all contact me and say, how do I do that? How do I do this? We got somebody who's kind of maybe mastered, not maybe, she definitely has mastered exactly how to get published, produced, what podcasts are, why you need them, all that kind of stuff. Coming to the show right now, at this very moment, Michelle Abraham, what's happening?
Hey, Tika, thanks for having me. So excited
thanks
to be
for
here.
Being on. This is yeah. great. I've been looking forward to you coming on. We've had a couple of messages go by, and that's about it. Wonderful virtual world during COVID. But I wanted to talk with you right now. You have an agency, right?
Yes.
And one of your agency specialties is what we're doing right now is actually publishing media.
Absolutely.
How did you get into it? And what's the value of it?
Oh my gosh, there's so much value in this right now. Like just the timing for all of this media is perfect. So funny enough, how I got into podcasting was back in 2012 when I became a new mom and I was on the floor and I had a previous business before. I was on the floor with my baby and you know my business brain, I realized had gone to mush. So I was looking for something to do to activate that brain again while still being a great mom. So I turned on this thing called Apple TV and there was this little purple app on there. And sure enough, there's some podcasts on there. So I started listening to, at the time, these shows were just brand new, Eventual Millionaire by Jamie Tardy or Amy Porterfield's Online Marketing Made Easy. And my brain all of a sudden was like, yes, this is great. I can still be a great mom and play on the floor, but also listen to some great podcasts and get that activated again. Then I noticed it was in my car. Then I noticed I could pop my earbuds in and take my son for a walk. So every Monday I'd wait for those episodes to drop. So I became a huge listener fan first. And then I saw the power of this platform and how under-recognized I was. Where I'd ask my mom friends, well, what podcasts do you listen to? They'd be like, what the heck are you talking about?
The podcast.
What's the podcast? I can see how funny now that they kind of know what they are now, like 10 years later, but
I mean, it's still growing. I personally believe that podcasts are in their infancy still. I mean, there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot more coming, but I call it cross-pollinating when it comes to media. You know, we're on traditional television and then we're doing audio and video podcasts as well. And then live streams every once in a while. So I think it, especially since COVID, has become this humongous, you know, vehicle for us to all kind of stay connected. And mm-hmm. you offer a service, and I should say you've done this over 200 times, you offer a service mm-hmm. where you kind of build podcasts for the client, correct?
That's correct. Yes. We help them like craft from idea with adding our strategy of knowing what works and what doesn't. And we take them from idea to iTunes, literally. And we do everything as a done for you package. So we will do a lot of the creation of everything in the show, like their artwork and editing the show and all that kind of thing. So all they really need to their input is in the creative side of it, which is what they like, and the content.
So what happens, because I run into it, I'm sure you do too, where people go, I have this great idea for a show, or I know I have a message to get out there, but they're terrified of the mic, or they're terrified of the camera, or they just don't think they're ready yet. How do you get them over that hump?
Yeah, those are some real things. I mean, I always talk about there's like four things that stop people from ever getting started. That's fear, fear of being heard, fear of like, oh my gosh, like, fear of too many people are going to hear me, fear of analysis and paralysis, like by thinking about it too much, the mm-hmm. time commitment that it takes, and then maybe the amount of equipment that you need. So my thoughts on all those are to get over some of those fears of people who feel like they're not quite ready is to just get into ask some action. So just start taking small steps towards what you want to do. And first of all, try to figure out what you want to talk about, because if you can peel back the onion far enough, as you like to say, right. in your story and what the topic is, then you should not run out of ideas. So if you can only come up with maybe 20 things you want to talk about around a topic, then maybe you haven't dug down far enough yet. And so once you hit that jackpot, you'll be able to talk for hours and days and years on the same subject and never get bored of it.
How do you know you have a good idea? And you know how some people will say, well, somebody's already done that, so I'm not going to do that show, because that I personally think there's probably not an idea that hasn't been done one way or another in a podcast, it doesn't mean that the next person can't do it differently or better, or, you know, just change the game, change the background, you know, something. How do you know if you have a good idea and it's a great thing to put out as a podcast?
Absolutely. Well, I think we say the first thing is look and see if that idea is already being used somewhere. If it is, that's actually a good thing. It's not a bad thing. And then secondly, we always say that your unique genius is what will make your podcast stand out. So no one, even if someone has the same idea as you, they're not going to do it in the same way as you. You're your own, your uniqueness is your genius. So it's going to be, nobody else is going to be able to do it the same way that you do it. Put your own unique spin on it.
What's the timeline? You say done for you podcast. What's the timeline between initial contact with you and having a great idea and actually getting published?
Yeah, we like to say 30 days. That's okay. Typically where we usually sit. 30 days is our program, is what we call it. And usually we're within the 30 days to get people launched. And, you know, some people like to take a little bit longer. I really do believe this is not a process you can be rushed. It's not a process that you can really, you know, it's kind of like birthing something, right? As you know, this is your creativity. You got to birth it. There's got to be divine timing. So sure, it might take a little bit longer, but we're there to help them from start to finish on it.
Now, you were number 16, I read. You were number 16 podcast in the podcast magazine, correct?
That's right. Yeah, top moms in podcasting last May.
Wow. And what are you talking about?
Yeah, so it's funny. On my show, I don't talk about anything to do with moms. We talk about podcasting. So on my show, we talk about how two different shows. So I have within the Amplify You podcast, we have two different kinds of shows. One is Ask the Experts, which is people who are amazingly knowledgeable on a particular topic can come in and help our podcasters kind of work with it. For example, we had someone talking about SEO for podcasting the other day. So Our audience are mostly podcasters or people who want to podcast, or coaches, authors, speakers, someone with a big message. So then the other side of the interviews that we do is behind the mic. So we get to find out from the people who have launched, what was that like? What are you using for equipment? What was that process like? What have you learned since podcasting, and how has it helped your business? So we have two different kind of interviews that we do on our show.
Are you looking for new clients? I mean, do you have a cap with the number of clients you take on? Because podcast is not something you do once. You know, I'm assuming They're publishing at least a couple of times a month. You know, Is there a certain limit that you're looking for? Or?
No, like we can take on clients whenever clients are ready to get started. And what we do is we do the launching your podcast first, and then we offer something that's unique called podcast management. So we actually have a dedicated podcast manager on your team that looks after just your show and your show each week. So every time you record a show, you send us the raw file. Our team will edit it, put it together, mix it all together, makes it sound great, give you some social media content to promote it out and publish it for you.
Well, this is International Women's Day, and that's the reason why we're doing this marathon, because I wanted to feature women from all over the world that's doing all kinds of fun stuff like you're doing. Amazing. And I'm asking the same question to the moms, because if you were number 16 for your mom podcast, I'm assuming you're a mom.
Yes, I am.
So how are you balancing entrepreneur, client, mom, and everything that's going crazy in the world right now? How are you balancing all of that?
Oh my gosh, yes, with a lot of support. Let's just put it that way. So I no longer can be the one person that does everything in the house, right? So we've had to share the responsibility amongst everybody involved. And, you know, my daughter did start kindergarten this year, so that has been a huge help getting the second one out the door to school. So, you know, I feel like I've had a little bit more freedom to work this year than I have in the past. But, you know, my family always comes first. So I've designed a business and a lifestyle where my family comes first. We live off the grid. We live on a lake where we spend a lot of time outdoors. So our family first, a lot of time with family. And then we built a business from our house where we can then work around those hours that the kids are at school, or around the times that then I'm not missing out on time with my kids.
Can we shift gears real quick and talk about equipment and gear? You know, because I get it. I'm sure you get it as well. People saying that they just don't have the right gear right now. They don't have the right mic. They don't have this. They don't have that. If they're just getting started, what do they need?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, when I look at podcasting, when I used to think about podcasting, I have this picture of this table full of microphones and cords and lights and all these crazy things. But literally, all you need is a laptop or computer with the internet access. A lot of our clients record right on Zoom and a microphone. Mm-hmm. And the microphones, I mean, this one here I have here is a Blue Yeti, and it is a great microphone for under $200. So, I mean, it's great. Just get started, and a headset and, like, you know, some earbuds. So that's all you really need to do to actually get started. You can always upgrade your equipment, upgrade your setting as you get more successful. I've added some lights. I've added a few boom lifts and a few other things to my setup, but you know, it's pretty basic, and it does the trick.
And where do you learn the skill level? You know, people tell me that, well, you can do this because you've been in production for 18 years. You know, I don't know what to say. And I tell them it's a conversation. It's like you're talking on the phone. You know, there's no like set skill. Everybody has their own style. How do you get them to find their style and get comfortable?
Practice. And, you know, I think that's something, one, finding their voice, first of all. Finding your voice is going to take a few times if it's not something you've explored or expressed a lot before. Finding your voice, finding that cadence of how you feel comfortable. And then when you're interviewing someone, really working on your listening skills and listening to what they're saying rather than focusing on what questions you're going to ask them next. I think those are the two best things I can offer for advice. And that's so if you, past experience.
So if you were not here and not doing your podcast business and your agency, what would you be doing? I mean, what is that one thing that if you could just get an extra 20 minutes in a day that you would run off and do?
Oh my gosh, I think I would jump in my kayak and paddle around the lake. So yeah, I just love being out in the water. We live so close to it. So trying to get out for a break and in the nice sunshine and go out for a kayak, I think would be what I would be doing.
That's amazing. Well, I just want to thank you for coming on. Thank you for spending a little bit of time. You and I are going to meet virtually later in
Absolutely.
The week, I hope, because yes. We got a few things coming up that I think will be awesome for us to work together. Happy International Women's Day. Same to you. I hope you're taking a few minutes for yourself, and I want to thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me here, Tigo. This has been awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.